A United Nations commission is investigating potential war crimes on both sides of the Israel-Hamas war. But the UN agency dedicated to gender equality has been sharply criticized for waiting until this month to express alarm over sexual violence that appears to have been perpetrated during the October 7th Hamas attacks. Special correspondent Leila Molana Allen reports on the realities of that day, which are becoming increasingly clear, and a warning: the accounts are vivid and disturbing.
Me too, unless you're a Jew.
Me too.
Raped repeatedly, mutilated, murdered. At least 300 women were killed by Hamas terrorists on October 7th. But Israeli activists say the brutal sexual violence they endured has been ignored.
It's too little, too late.
Moran Zer Katzenstein led protests outside the UN this week.
Rape is rape. Rape is not resistance. But we're talking about women bodies, and it's not political.
After dancing through the night, they faced death at dawn. The bodies of dozens of young women were found at the site of the Nova Music Festival in southern Israel. Many, say eyewitnesses, bore the scars of sexual atrocities. One video shows a young woman burned alive, her legs spread apart. Combat medic Daniel Elba Orama and his team rushed to the scene to help as they began to realize what was happening. Hiding near the site, a young woman begged the soldiers for help.
She was wearing only her bra. It was cut, not fully there, and only underwear with a lot of blood. I got her inside an ambulance, and I told her, hi, ma'am, I'm so sorry, but I'm the only one that can treat you. We don't have females here. And she held my hands and said, do whatever you need, I want to leave.
Daniel has worked in emergency response for 20 years, much of it in conflict situations. But what he saw that day will never leave him.
She told me that she was raped by 4 terrorists, and she was bleeding so much that they had to give her plasma and hexacaponine, tranexamic acid. Those medications are usually given to a person that was shot. She got to a hospital, and she had to undergo a surgery for a few hours just to fix everything that happened to her in the inside of her body.
Israeli officials say they've collected more than 1,000 testimonies of sexual atrocities, including gang rape and the mutilation of women's bodies, both before and after they were murdered. Hamas denies the claims. The task of collecting the bodies and physical evidence fell in part to volunteers like Nachman Dickstein, who gathered Jewish remains for burial.
Months, but the smell from the dead, smell of the burned people, like, it's something that stays with us.
The condition of the desecrated female bodies he found in Kibbutz Be'eri still haunts him.
One lady, she was naked in the bed, tied the hand, and the second one also was tied on the hands, but she was without her head.
At a hastily erected temporary morgue on a military base outside Tel Aviv, forensic teams have spent the past 2 months piecing together and attempting to identify shattered and burned human remains. Ruth Halperin Kadari has spent a lifetime working to stop violence against women.
I went to that morgue, that temporary morgue. There were so many victims, so many bodies, so many pieces of bodies, that trying to collect sexual evidence has been incredibly difficult. The other challenge here, there's very little in the way of first-hand testimony. What are the challenges there in terms of gathering evidence and moving forward to any form of prosecution or justice?
It's actually unthinkable that by murdering, thus silencing forever the victims, their seeking justice for them would also be stopped in that way. We have evidence of bodies that all exhibit the same pattern of mutilation and signs of sexual assault. And we have numerous footage and photographs and testimonies from first responders.
For Halper and Kadari, the UN and other international organizations have wholly failed in their response.
By keeping silent so long, the message that was sent here to the whole world is a very, very concerning one. It is a message that for some people, these kind of acts of crimes of cruelty could actually be viewed as a legitimate resistance. And perhaps for others, this conduct could go unaccounted for.
As the eyes of the world focus on the mounting death count in Gaza, Moran says she and other Israeli women feel betrayed, their suffering sidelined. Now, she hopes their voices will finally be heard.
The most important thing is that women, but everyone need to understand, Hamas and the Palestinian are not the same thing. And Hamas raped, tortured, kidnapped women. And if you are with women, you need to speak up for women.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Leila Malana Allen.